This is film for thought. You give us 2 minutes, we'll give you something to think about.
What is the driving force behind the filmmakers, the visionary filmmakers of today? Here, Bong Joon-ho, Korean, the word visionary comes to mind. Quentin Tarantino has compared him to Steven Spielberg. He's made a movie here and got into a war with Harvey Weinstein, which nobody really survives wars with Harvey Weinstein. So as a result, this movie's not very well released. It's barely playing in one or two theaters in the big cities. If you get a chance to see it, it's kind of amazing it didn't get a wider release because, first of all, it stars Chris Evans, Captain America, and Tilda Swinton, Ed Harris, John Hurt's in this, but going by the name of Gilliam, which may as well be Terry Gilliam because it has, there's a lot of Brazil in this movie, which generally has a 2D platform 8-bit video game feel to it in that you're starting going left to right, jumping over things, going under things, and getting to the big boss, which in this case is the train conductor, where there's a billionaire who has built a train that circumnavigates the globe in exactly 1 year. And you have sort of a wonderful sort of Kurt Vonnegut-like story, science fiction story. And the pacing is slow enough to allow you to think about the world that you're inhabiting, much less, or I guess as opposed to reacting to what you're watching, which is what you do when you see a Transformers movie. And one reason why you probably can't remember anything that happened in any of the Transformer movies, except maybe like you can maybe see Shia LaBeouf's face and his eyes maybe getting wide and then a bunch of things like kind of making tearing metal sounds. So anyway, this movie actually is memorable. The plot line's good. Tilda Swinton is great. It combines a weird amount of weirdness versus a bit of action. And what you have here is a general sense that video games and a movement against the wealthiest 1%. As we move through the train, we see cars that are, you know, all-encompassed aquariums. You see all-encompassed biospheres and sushi. And you eventually get to classrooms where they're indoctrinating the children with propaganda. In a sense that this is, you know, what society is made of, like criminals, homeless people, and then working your way up, you get more and more indoctrinated by capitalism in here, which is really a film against capitalism, as manifested in the battle by the director against Harvey Weinstein, which almost prevented it from getting released.